Yesterday we began speaking about the unique aspect of the Mikdash discussed in Parshat Tetzaveh. The Mikdash is not just a Mishkan created to emulate the way God's Shekhinah appeared at Har Sinai, but it is also, as Parshat Tetzaveh describes, an Oel Moed that's different than the Shekhinah of Hashem on Har Sinai, because man is doing Avodah there, is meeting God, the Oel Moed. I think this can explain to us also the importance of the Kohanim, and particularly the Big Day Kohuna, and particularly the Big Day Kohuna of the Kohen Gadol. And most particularly, the Begadim of the Kohen Gadol that are discussed most at length in this week's Parsha, the Ephod, the Choshen, and the Tzitz. Just to backtrack for a second, the Torah discusses two aspects of the Kohanim in Parsha Tetzaveh. It discusses the Begadim, and it discusses the Korbanos used to sanctify them. If we take a look at the Begadim, even though the beginning of Perek Chaf Chet introduces the Begadim of Aaron and his children, the Perek focuses almost completely on the Begadim of Aaron. A couple of Pesukim are devoted to the Begadim of his children. And when discussing the Begadim of Aaron, it elaborates the most on the Choshen, the Ephod, and the Tzitz. Why? If we take a close look at these three Begadim, we see that the three of them are similar in that they have something engraven upon them, which the Torah describes as pituchei chotam, letters engraven upon them. The difference, of course, is that the choshen and the ephod have the names of the shvatim engraven upon them, and the tzitz has the name of Hashem, kodesh la'Hashem, engraven upon it. And I think these three begadim with their engraved names are important because they help define the Kohen Gadol's identity. On the one hand, the Kohen Gadol is a representative of the Jewish people. As we're told in Pasuk Yud Bet, these Avanim are Avnei Zikaron, V'nasa Aharon et Shmotam Lifnei Hashem leZikaron. It's a reminder of the Jewish people to God, Aaron, bringing them on his shoulders and on his chest, Pasuk Choftet, by the Choshen, V'nasa Aharon et Shmot Bnei Yisrael leZikaron Lifnei Hashem Tamid. By Aaron, who's constantly in the Mishkan, in the Beit Mikdash, carrying the names of the Jewish people, he serves as a constant reminder to God of the people he's representing. On the other hand, the Tzitz, as mentioned, has written on a Pasuk Lamed Vav, Kodesh Lashem. Aaron also carries the name of God upon himself through the Tzitz. So is Aaron the representative of the Jewish people, the representative of God? And of course the answer is that he is both. And that's what makes him so special. Aaron himself, through the Ephod, Choshen, and Tzitz, is the Ol Moed, where the Jewish people meet God, and that's why he and his Begadim are so important. We can say, I think homiletically, that Aaron is meant to carry the Jewish people, their weight on his shoulders, their feelings in his heart, but his head should be directed upwards to Hashem, the one who he's serving through his Avodah and the Beit Mikdash, on behalf of the Jewish people. So Aaron and his Begadim embody the concept of Ol Moed discussed here in Parshat Tetzaveh.